Okay, good morning. Bonjour à tous. Welcome to this hearing. My name is Damien Côté. I am the presiding commissioner on this particular hearing. To my right is Kathy Penny, and to my left is Mark Watton. Welcome to this detailed route hearing. We'd like to begin by acknowledging that we're located on Treaty 6 territory, which includes the local signatory nations, Inuk Cree Nation, Paul First Nation, Alexi Nakoda Sioux Nation, and Alexander First Nation. This area is a traditional and historical gathering place and present-day home for numerous Indigenous nations, including Cree, Soto, Blackfoot, Nakoda Sioux, and Métis. We recognize and acknowledge all the Indigenous ancestors of this place and reaffirm our relationship with one another. I'm the chair of the panel established by the Commission of the Canada Energy Regulator to make decisions on the detailed route of the Trans Mountain Expansion Project. I'll refer to it as TMEP. On track 451, and with respect to concerns raised by Jim Robinson Contracting Limited under hearing number MH003-2019. Bonjour à tous et bienvenue à la première audience pour le tracé détaillé du projet d'expansion de Trans Mountain depuis la reprise des processus réglementaires. Give a bit of an overview in terms of how we got here this morning. Given that this is the first detailed route hearing since the resumption of the regulatory process in 2019. Again, a bit of a history in regards to the TMEP. Trans Mountain applied to the National Energy Board, again NEB for short, for approval of the project in December 2013. Following approximately two-year public hearing process, which was OH001-2014, the board issued its report in May 2016 recommending the governor in council approve the project, subject to 157 conditions. In November 2016, the governor in council accepted the board's recommendation and directed the board to issue a certificate, which the board did issue a month later in December 2016. At that time, a significant amount of regulatory processes related to the project were underway, including detailed route hearings and condition compliance work. Much, but not all, of this work was completed when the Federal Court of Appeal issued its decision to set aside the Governor and Council's approval of the project in August 2018. The Governor and Council referred the matter of project-related marine shipping back to the NEB for reconsideration in September 2018. The NEB established a public hearing, MH052-2018, for the reconsideration and issued its report in February 2019, about a year ago. It recommended amending six conditions and converted one condition into a recommendation, one of 16, that is, to the Governor and Council, aimed at mitigating impacts from project-related marine shipping, which the NEB did not regulate. In June 2019, the Governor and Council approved the project, amending some conditions, undertaking to implement all 16 of the NEB's recommendations, and presented additional accommodation measures. The NEB issued a certificate in June 2019, which authorized the project subject to 156 conditions. On July 19, 2019, after seeking and considering comments from interested parties, the NEB issued a decision on how it would resume the TMEP regulatory process. The NEB stated that Trans Mountain must file PPBOR, short for Plan, Profile, and Books of Reference, for the entire project route, including serving landowners and publishing notices. The PPBORs contained the precise details of the new pipeline's location within the approved corridor. With respect to the detailed route approval processes that were underway before the Federal Court of Appeal decision, or where no prior detailed route process was held, landowners and Indigenous peoples that have continued or have filed a new objection to the proposed detailed route were required to file the statement of opposition that identifies a material change in circumstances related to the proposed route or location, methods or timing of construction. Jim Robinson Contracting Limited submitted a statement of opposition and was granted a hearing. Both parties have filed written evidence, and we are here today for questioning on that evidence in oral final argument. We'll begin by introducing the participants this morning. So I'll call upon the parties to register their appearance today for the record. When you're called upon, please state your name and indicate your role in this hearing. To speak, please, I was going to say push the button, but apparently there is no button this morning, on the microphone closest to you, and speak as clear and close to the microphone as you can for the benefit of a court reporter. I would invite Jim Robinson Contracting Limited first. Just looking for introductions at this time. Yep.
My name is Jim Robinson of Jim Robinson Contracting.
Okay. Yes, my name is Alex Ramsey. I'm Jim Robinson Contracting Limited's environmental environmental consultant. And basically, I produced a report filed December 18th, 2019.
Thank you. Next, I invite Trans Mountain Pipelines.
Good morning, Chairman Cote, panel members Watton and Penny. My name is Jeremy Barreto, for the record, and I'm here with my colleague Viviana Berkman. We are counsel for Trans Mountain, and we are with Castles Brock and Blackwell LLP. I'd also like to welcome the commission staff and the participants here today, especially Mr. Robinson and Mr. Ramsey. With me here today is Alain Parise. He is a senior director with Trans Mountain, responsible for land, and he is our panel chair for the proceedings. To Mr. Parise's left is Joey Andres. He is our land expert witness, and he is with Progress Land. Behind Mr. Parise and Mr. Andres is Mr. Ahmed Sambo. He is a project manager with Trans Mountain, and he is our construction witness. To Mr. Sambo's left is Mr. Dave Sayre. He is our environmental witness. And to Mr. Sayre's left is Mr. Derek McLennan. He is with Universal Pegasus, and he is our routine and engineering witnesses.
Thank you. Just in the room, wondering if there's any other parties that wish to introduce themselves. Seeing none. Thank you, everyone, for the introductions. So, Mr. Robinson and Mr. Ramsey, good morning again. I understand this morning Trans Mountain filed a letter, and I understand that you may have something to say in regards to that letter this morning.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Basically, Mr. Robinson has come to an agreement with Trans Mountain with respect to canceling the requirement for a hearing, because an amicable agreement has been reached with respect to all matters. And basically, that's all we need to say at this point in time.
Thank you. Mr. Barreto?
Chair Cote, all I can offer is that the exhibit letter, the exhibit for the filed withdrawal letter is on the public record as exhibit C04328. Thank you.
Thank you. So with that on the record this morning, thanks everyone on behalf of my colleagues to having appeared before us this morning. It was a short beginning, but thanks everyone in attendance and for those following on our website if anyone was there. So thanks for your time and effort, and for those who are traveling back, safe travels back.